It seems as if your compatriots at the CIA are growing weary of you, said Moreno. It seems that you are an embarrassment. Our intelligence sources tell us that they are plotting to kill you. The thought was absurd at its face, but that didn't stop the fear from being compelling.
Is that so? Kurt said, stalling for time as he tried to weigh the kernel of truth in Moreno's premise.
We are concerned for your safety and believe that we need to protect you from those who would cause you harm.
As Moreno spoke, Kurt began to understand the subtext more clearly than the words. What he heard was, "We're tired of dealing with your frequent visitors."
I see, Kurt said.
And who are these people you would be protecting me from?
Your visitors.
I do not think that they can be trusted.
You heard them as clearly as I did, Major. The treaty allows these visits.
Of course, Moreno said, his voice the essence of reasonableness. But if they are, in fact, causing you danger,
I'll take my chances, Kurt said.
Moreno exchanged looks with Correa and nodded.
I understand. If I were in your position, I would likely prefer the visitors as well.
Truth be told, I think that it is reasonable for you to trust them. They, in fact, are not my greatest concern.
If the first approach doesn't work, Kurt thought, always be ready with another one.
According to our intelligence sources, you are being poisoned.
Kurt's jaw dropped.
Poisoned?
Jesus, surely they could do better than that.
Your meals, Moreno said. The Central Intelligence Agency is lacing the food brought to you from Fort Clayton with poison. They are killing you to keep you from sharing their secrets, to keep you from embarrassing them. To the Latin mind, this ruse actually made sense. Theirs was a culture where honor and machismo was everything, and where it would be perfectly reasonable to kill someone to protect that honor. This was a stone-cold bluff.
You want me to go back to eating cow's heads? No, thank you.
Moreno waved that off as absurd.
We would never expect you to do that. That would make no sense at all. Given a choice between what we serve and my own foot, I think I might choose my foot.
I understand that perfectly.
No, what I am proposing is for us to bring your food daily from a local restaurant. They would fix plates for you just as they do at Clayton, and we would make sure you get them every day. Truly, I believe it is the safer option.
Kurt had never heard such a line of crap in his whole life. It wouldn't be 2 days before he was back to munching on brains and eyeballs. The bottom line was this. If the U.S. government had wanted to kill him, he would have been dead by now. End of story. He told Moreno with as much deference and gratitude as he could muster that he was ready to take his chances and continue consuming the poisoned food. That night, starting at about 1 a.m, the stomach cramps and diarrhea hit him hard. The first thing Ruffer noticed on his regular afternoon visit was the fear in Kurt's eyes, the uneasiness of his demeanor. Responding to a specific request from Kurt, the doctor had brought along a fluffy green pillow to replace the rolled-up clothes that had been serving that function to date. But whatever was bothering Kurt seemed to trump the pleasure of receiving the gift.
"Somebody's trying to poison me," Kurt said, his voice low. "I was up all night. It was terrible. Diarrhea, vomiting, cramps, everything consistent with poisoning."
Ruffer tried to set his patient's mind at ease. There were dozens of possible explanations for those symptoms that had nothing to do with poisoning. Kurt would hear none of it.
"No, it's poisoning. I'm sure of it. They told me to expect it."
"They told you?"
He nodded.
"Yesterday.
Moreno was here, and he and Correa told me to expect to be poisoned. They told me it was you guys, the American government."
"But you know better. I can't believe that the agency would do that to me. I mean, there's not a lot of love lost between me and the guys at Corazon, but I can't believe that they'd try to poison me. I think the guys here are trying to poison me, and they're trying to make me think it's coming from you."
Ruffer sighed, took a moment to collect his thoughts.
"Kurt, say the word, and I can have the food from Clayton cut off, and you can go back to prison food."
The very thought seemed to horrify Kurt.
"That's what I thought," Ruffer said.